Ring, ring. Hello there. I'm trying to reach the United States Congress. Anybody home? No. Congress is closed. After passing a $1 trillion spending bill last week, members of the House and Senate scampered off Capitol Hill and out of Washington on a 2-week vacation as fast as they could scamper to avoid that big D.C. rally for gun control. Since then, all 256 members of the House who voted on the spending bill have admitted they did not read it. They simply passed it. A bill to spend $1.3 trillion taxpayer dollars to run the federal government, money for the military and the VA, for domestic and foreign affairs, and criminal and civil justice, and a wall to keep out illegal immigrants. Every single taxpayer penny the government spends, all the specifics of budgets and priorities, are itemized in that spending bill, including an assurance that members of Congress will be paid a salary of $173,000 a year for life. The political party leaders in Congress, a little extra, $193,000 a year for life. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, a little more extra, $233,000 a year for the rest of his life. For that kind of pay, you'd think that before the members of Congress pass a $1.3 trillion spending bill and go on vacation, the least they ought to do is read what's in it. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com and the WGN Radio Plus app.